Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 125. In this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. You are invited to join the Journey to Grateful community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. I also encourage and invite you to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you prefer for podcasts, and find quick links to do both at journeytograteful.com. And lastly, I ask that you take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Doing so will help this podcast reach more and more people just like yourself in need of an insightful grief resource which can help them navigate their grief journey. Anticipatory grief, also referred to as anticipatory loss or preparatory grief, is the distress a person may feel in the days, months, or even years before the death of a loved one or other impending loss. It's the experience of knowing that a change is coming and starting to experience bereavement in the face of that, says Allison Werner Lynn, PhD, a licensed clinical social worker and associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania's School for Social Policy and Practice in Philadelphia. Many of us have experienced anticipatory grief without even realizing that there's a name for it. When I experienced it, I had little idea that it was a common thing. But now, as I look back, it makes perfect sense that it is because so many experience it. Today, I bring it back into the spotlight to share with those who may have been unaware of it as I was. They say, knowledge is power. However, when I share knowledge like this, I prefer to refer to it as knowledge is understanding. I've come to realize the more I understand about grief, and for this episode specifically, anticipatory grief, the easier my walk on this path with grief can be, and the more benefits I can take from the experience. So let's discover more about anticipatory grief through my experience and from the words so well weaved together by one of my favorite writers and poets. Let's jump into the show. Today I choose to share with you a story, a fluid discovery of sorts, from a writer I have admired since discovering her work several years ago. Her name, Liz Newman. Her work, poetry. Wonderful words put together to thoughtfully describe grief, the walk that is involved with grief, and the many reasons to celebrate life moving forward. The work I'm about to share speaks of anticipatory grief, a term of which I had never heard, but an experience of which I was all too familiar. As you may or may not know, my story began with my wife, Colleen, being diagnosed with breast cancer in February 2017. Now, through radiation, chemotherapy, surgery, and more chemo, she somehow found strength to bring herself through it all with grace and determination, even discovering the drive to offer help to other cancer patients on their journey with cancer, offering them guidelines as to what they were about to experience as she experienced before them. Now, the path with Colleen's cancer diagnosis was not easy or swift. However, toward the end of 2018, she had seemed to reach a point of success with her treatment, only to face an unexpected turn. Sunday evening, December 30th of 2018, we had finished a normal family meal, looking forward to a relaxing evening as we prepared for the week ahead. Colleen suddenly became confused, not being able to easily locate the bathroom, which was just feet from where she sat. After additional symptoms of confusion became more clear, it was obvious that a trip to the ER was in order. Now, while checking in and sharing with the nurses her symptoms and the events over the past 2 hours at home, Colleen was quickly taken immediately for a CT scan, and I was reassured that the paperwork could wait. 20 minutes later, our future drastically shifted, as it was revealed that brain tumors had been discovered. And once again, Colleen stepped up to the challenge. How, I really don't know, but she did. And she did so with grace and incredible strength. Additional radiation, chemo, oral meds, and trials became our everyday lives for the next 18 months, until the day we came face to face with the harsh reality that nothing more could be done. I wasn't aware from that very first day back in February of 2017 that I would begin experiencing various levels of anticipatory grief through our journey with cancer, especially as we proceeded into 2019. I've often said that once Colleen had passed July 3rd of 2020, my grief felt much different than what I had anticipated. At some point, I finally realized that was due to the fact that I had been grieving for quite a while before she had left this wonderful life that she helped to build. Anticipatory grief, I didn't know it by name, of course, but I was unfortunately a student of its teachings. Now, poet and writer Liz Newman understands its definition all too well. When I came across her writing on anticipatory grief, I believed immediately it could help and benefit many of my friends who have had to sit with it as well. I feel it's even more important that we understand that there are different types of grief. And I'm certain Liz's writing on anticipatory grief will personally touch many of you, especially those who have unknowingly experienced it themselves, but hadn't fully understood what it was. Now, my hope is also that others will now be more aware of its existence while allowing for a better understanding of its effects, so we can all better prepare as to how to support not only those who have experienced loss, but anticipatory loss as well. Now, I hope you find Liz's words as inspiring and touching as I do. And I hope that you will forgive me if I have to pause to gather myself while I read her writing. It's a bit lengthy, and Liz's honest reflection of loss and anticipatory grief goes far beyond and provides such wonderful mental visuals that I find I have yet to read it without a trickle of emotion taking me back to my own memories. So please bear with me. And again, this is a bit lengthy, and this was written by Liz Newman, and she wrote, "I was grieving the loss of my dad for years before his death. It wasn't until recently that I learned there was a term for it, anticipatory grief. It is something that can occur in a variety of circumstances, including witnessing a loved one's decline in health. As I was reflecting on this, an image popped into my head to illustrate what this anticipatory grief felt like. It felt like I was walking along a beach of beautiful sand and calming waves when I was handed an overturned hourglass. I instinctively knew it was my dad's. Instead of the sand and shore surrounding me, all I could see was this solitary hourglass. As days, months, and years passed, more grains of sand would sorrowfully fall. Each one felt like a painful farewell and carried with it a looming fear and finality. There was a shift between more and less as the scales tipped. More waiting rooms, more close calls, more late-night urgent messages, more diagnosis, more pacing, less time between sicknesses, less outings, less stability, less carefree conversations, less time spent together outside of the hospital. I felt an anxiety watching the moment slip away, constantly worrying if it would be his last. The fear settled in as I witnessed the challenges I was powerless to stop. But I was also more aware of the fragility of life. I tried to make more mental notes to be present and to remember the specifics of these precious moments, even though they were tinted in a hue of heartbreak I didn't quite understand yet. The anticipation created an awareness that was helpful but also painful. I was constantly seeking a balance between mourning what's already been lost, making space for the time and moments we still had left, and making sense of this complicated process that felt like my heart was split between two contrasting realities, hope and heartbreak. Some days the tears would fall as the sands would continue to shift, and I'd find myself bearing witness to the grief trickling in. Other days I could set down the hourglass and set my eyes on the present moment with a deeper understanding of how precious it was, even though it was often so difficult to do. When the last grains fell and the grief of his death greeted us, I thought I would feel more prepared because of those years of awareness. And maybe in some ways I was. But in a moment, everything shattered. This hourglass I had been staring at for years no longer remained, and the sands had scattered along with any sense of normalcy and security. I felt a new panic as I waded through the pain and uncertainty grief creates. I reflected on the sands of his time here and wondered how my heart could weather so much change. I allowed myself to sit alongside the sadness and the pain that each grain of sand represented. I allowed myself to experience the ebbs and flows of grief and honor the process of feeling the depths of such immense loss. And when my heart was ready, I realized that his love and his memory were still surrounding me, even though it looked so different than what I thought it would be. The time he was here mattered so deeply, and his love would always have an impact on me. In time, I started to see that the individual grains of sand that make up our stories never go away. They mix together with the people around us. It reminds me a lot of the sand ceremonies done at weddings sometimes. Each person pours a different colored sand into a glass case and you watch as they mix together. This symbolizes how you are joined together and changed forever by the presence of the other person. It's a beautiful picture of romantic love, but I think it really represents every kind of love, because love changes us and shifts the sands of our lives. Whether it's the love for a parent, spouse, sibling, child, friend, or grandparent, each has the beautiful opportunity to transform our hearts. And none of that love is ever lost. So as I visualize the shattered hourglass of my dad's time on earth, a second picture comes to mind. I picture his love, his humor, his memory, our moments as a beautiful color of sand, maybe purple, that was his favorite color. And I picture that sand overflowing into the hourglass of my time here. I see that it is part of me and part of all of the people his love reached. And someday, like walking along a beach at dawn, we will see the sands of all of our stories surrounding us, no longer contained by time, but part of a bigger story of love. The immensity of it is humbling and also comforting, because we are bound by time for now, but someday we won't be. And it makes my heart hold on to an entirely different kind of anticipation, because someday the sadness will be washed away from the shores of our hearts. The sands of our time will be just one small part of eternity, and like a long-awaited exhale, we will feel the relief of being reconnected with our loved ones. And what a beautiful reunion that will be. Liz's wonderful inclusion of the sand visuals will forever and always wash over me with many memories of the before and after of my very own story. And for us all, I wish for us to always hold dear her final words. My heart holds on to an entirely different kind of anticipation, because someday the sadness will be washed away from the shores of our hearts. The sands of our time will be just one small part of eternity. And like a long-awaited exhale, we will feel the relief of being reconnected with our loved ones. And what a beautiful reunion that will be. I honestly cannot think of a better way to end this episode than right there. Like a long-awaited exhale, we will feel the relief of being reconnected with our loved ones. And what a beautiful reunion that will be. Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your very own story and your insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on this path. Head over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join the conversation and make a difference through your story. And while you're on the site, sign up for my bi-monthly newsletter designed to provide you inspiration and motivation. And if you would like a more personal connection, I invite you to connect with me via email. That's tim@journeytograteful.com. But don't stop there. Give me a phone call, leave me a voice message, or feel free to send me a text message. The phone number is 262-298-2428. That's 262-298-CHAT. And lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing this show and telling others why you listen, and do so please over at Apple Podcasts. I've provided you a leave a review button at journeytograteful.com. Feel free to share your experiences about the podcast and help us reach more and more people. And I thank you for doing so. A piece written by Nicholas Sparks, author of The Notebook, speaks well of living with and through grief. And I would argue it's appropriate for our subject of anticipatory grief as well. He writes, "In times of grief and sorrow, I will hold you and rock you and take your grief and make it my own. When you cry, I cry, and when you hurt, I hurt. And together, we will try to hold back the floods of tears and despair and make it through the potholed street of life." It would do us well to remember that when we grieve or hurt, we often do so with the grief and hurt of others as well. And when anticipatory grief is involved, we certainly share the grief of our loved one. And perhaps that is why it is so different than the grief of their loss, because it was initially shared with them. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode or any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope that you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.